Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Yesterday, when Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced the new mandate for Chicago, requiring people to show their vaccination status, their vaccine card to enter a bar or a restaurant, I thought, well, how do you know if what they're showing is really accurate? And there's somebody in Chicago, more than one place, that's been doing this for a while. But we tracked down Ben Sawyer. Ben, you are the general manager of Replay in Andersonville.
That's correct.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent. So I kind of look at you as kind of a sports bar and restaurant. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, it's pretty accurate. We cast a pretty wide net. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you've been in business, you've been doing well, and you have been asking to see vaccine cards for a while.
Yeah, since about mid-August or so, a lot of places in the neighborhood started doing it, and we sort of banded together with a bunch of local places to sort of be a united front, as it were.
Well, that's nice, because you don't want to be the only place in Andersonville that says, hey, we've got to see your vaccine card. And they go, well, I'm going next door. You know,
it's true. It's true. We sort of, the owner actually has, you know, done a lot of this homework on this kind of stuff and really watches the science. And, you know, he was pretty confident in his decision to make that switch.
Okay, now here's my question, because this is what popped up in my mind, and it started
sure.
with music festivals I went to this summer, and Lollapalooza, the Windy City Smokeout, and I was in Seattle, and every place required you show your vaccine card. But how do you know that's their vaccine card? You know, you show a piece of paper, and it could be your brother's or your sister's or your mother's. Are you required to show your ID and your vaccine card?
Well, yeah, being a bar, we're automatically carding a lot of people anyways. So most people are used to showing their IDs right when they walk in, you know, either to a bartender or one of our servers. So the ID flashing is just part of the bar culture. So it's not really a galloping shock to anybody walking in the door. It's just sort of a twofold step now. And a lot of people are using, you know, a lot of the smartphones are coming out with different apps and things like that that are, they're verified by like medical professionals, like your doctor gives you a QR code to scan and then it uploads into your health data app and things like that. So there's several different ways that we feel pretty comfortable about being able to verify that kind of thing.
And I would like to see that be required, because it really is silly that we've got a piece of paper that anybody can write on and anybody can forge. And if you read any articles online, you know, people are like selling them. And, you know, I have the Clear app. Is that something you accept?
Yeah, I mean, we're not trying to make it difficult for people. You know, we understand that this is like, you know, it's been a constantly evolving situation, and we're not trying to make it difficult for people to be in these social spaces. So, you know, we're willing to look at whatever proof you can provide us. You know, we are being sort of a stickler about it, but not so much that it's making anybody feel uncomfortable or singled out in any way. You know, that's not our goal. We just want everybody to be safe.
Yeah, and you want to stay in business, you know, and you can't do that without a crowded restaurant and
also
bar.
That.
Yeah.
Also that.
This is Ben Sawyer. He's the general manager of Replay in Andersonville. And as he mentioned, a lot of the local people, a lot of the local business owners there decided that they would kind of band together. Is that an accurate description, that they just said, hey, let's all do this so that one of us doesn't suffer a loss in business by saying, we want to see your vaccine card?
Yeah, we took some recommendations from the local Chamber of Commerce. The owner of the business also owns a couple of businesses in Lakeview. The groups down there also, you know, sort of had they're all in touch with each other, and they all had been trained to figure out the best way to navigate the last, you know, 19 months or so. And it was a very easy decision to make, really, at the end of the day.
Are you short-staffed? Are you experiencing the pain of not being able to hire enough people?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a tough year to staff overall, but I think more people than not understand, and, you know, they're willing to, you know, wait an extra 5 to 10 minutes here and there if that's what's called for. You know, they don't want their favorite neighborhood places to close down. You know, overwhelmingly, it's been a, a pretty positive year. There's, you know, always a few people here and there who get a little tweaked by X, Y, or Z, but, you know, can't please everybody,
no,
really.
No,
we try, but we can't please everybody.
Especially this day and age. And have you come across fake vaccine cards where you've been like, all right, come on, that's a bad fake. That is not going to get you through the door.
No, you know, this neighborhood, it really is very pro-vaccine, and, you know, it's very rare that we come across somebody that's a little suspect. You know, it's sort of like stories about voter fraud. It's very, very few and far between these things are happening. And honestly, like, if you really want to fake it, I mean, you're taking your life in your own hands, really, at the end of the day. So, you know, if you want to gamble with that kind of thing over a silly little card and a vaccine, that's your personal choice, I guess.
So your message to other bar owners and restaurant owners who are going to be faced with this new mandate on January 3rd, that they will be required to ask their patrons to show a vaccine card. And some of them are like, this is going to kill my business. I can't do this. I can't staff this. What would your message to them be?
I think you'll be surprised at how well it works. Overall, you know, I think, again, a majority of the city, I think, is vaccinated. And I think it's going to be a transition, but it's better overall. It's better than just shutting down and going into another lockdown. You know, I think that's the last thing most businesses want, is to have to shut their doors entirely. At least this way we have an ability to operate effectively and safely.
Well, thanks for checking in. Sounds like you've got a good thing going up in Andersonville. We appreciate it.
Yeah, come and see us. We're open on Christmas Day if anybody needs a cocktail.
Okay, so another place open on Christmas Day. And do you see you see a lot of people show up on Christmas Day? And I just want to know.
We do.
Okay.
We do. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I just want to, is it like people who just want to escape their families? Or is it people who don't celebrate Christmas, or a mixture of it all?
You know, it's a little bit of both. Obviously, the last Christmas and this Christmas are a little different. Everyone's still trying to navigate the pandemic as best they can. But overall, I think a lot of people do their family stuff in the morning, and then it's like they go out and party at night. But we definitely do good business on Christmas Day. And, you know, the staff is decked out in their ugly sweaters and the whole nine yards. So we have a good time at it.
That's great. Have a great day, Ben.
Thanks very much.
Ben Sawyer, the GM of Replay in Andersonville.